This is Dr. Wrongton Ferguson, dictating cardiology clearance on patient Folk, T-H-O-L-K-E, first name William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, date of birth, April 22nd, 1970, date of evaluation, January 4th, 2024, the referring physician, Dr. Abiq Hassan, the chief complaint, 53-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for neck fusion, the HDI. The patient is noted as a 53-year-old male who reports repetitive motion injury to the bilateral shoulder and neck, period. He subsequently underwent left shoulder surgery August 12th, period. He had first developed pain approximately 2 years ago, period. Symptoms have progressively worsened, period. Pain is described as sharp pulling involving the posterior neck region. It is associated with headache, period. There is also associated decreased range of motion, period. Pain is typically 6-7/10. It is improved with sitting, icing, and support of the neck. It is worsened with any type of activity, period. He had previously undergone conservative therapies to include physical therapy with minimal response, period. He further had failed treatment with NSAIDs, muscle relaxants provided temporary relief, period. As noted, he had minimal improvement with icing, period. His past medical history is otherwise unremarkable. Past surgical history, carpal tunnel bilaterally, next number fusion lower back, next number umbilical hernia, next number right inguinal hernia raphe, next number appendectomy, medications none, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died, she has history of metastatic cancer, and further has history of coronary artery disease. Father is also deceased with history of myocardial infarction, coronary artery bypass grafting, and hypertension. The social history, patient reports occasional alcohol, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. The review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. Psychiatric, he does have insomnia. Physical examination, blood pressure 132/91, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches, weight 174.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the neck reveals tendons on flexion and rotation, period. He has decreased range of motion, period. There is tenderness on palpation of the paravertebral musculature, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 76 beats per minute, and is otherwise unremarkable. White blood cell count, 5.9, hemoglobin 14.8, platelets 13-point correction platelets, 234. Sodium, 140. Potassium, 4.9. Chloride, 103. Bicarb, 31. BUN, 14. Creatinine, 0.95. Glucose, 94. The impression, this is a 53-year-old male who suffered repetitive motion injury resulting in injury to the neck at the C5-6, C6-7 level, period. The patient had undergone MRI on March 27, 2023 at NorCal Imaging, which reviewed severe bilateral foraminal stenosis with mild central stenosis at C5-6 and moderate to severe bilateral foraminal stenosis at C6-7, period. A dorsal disc osteophyte complex was noted at C7-T1, resulting in mild spinal canal narrowing, period. There was diffuse disc bulge at T2-3, period. There was trace retromesophysis of C5 on C6, period. The patient has had ongoing symptoms to include associated decreased flexion, extension, and lateral bending, period. Patient is now felt to require surgery. He is scheduled for C5-6, C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy fusion for diagnosis M50.322 and M51.12 using general anesthesia, period. The patient has no cardiovascular symptoms. He has normal EKG. Lab work is noted to be unremarkable. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.